Time to get a progress report out here on the field with Jets wide receiver coach Carl Durrell. In your mind, when you look at the rookie Devin Smith, what's going to be his biggest transition to the National Football League?
Well, he's going to have to learn that it's, you know, you have to play more than one spot. That's the thing that I think is different for him. So there's a comfort level that he's not quite comfortable with. When the first day we threw him out and he was playing two or three spots and he thought he was only going to play one. So that's one. He has to understand that there's a lot more knowledge for him to know in this offense. But we do like the package. You know, that's the reason why we drafted him. You know, he's a tremendous talent. He has size, speed, and quickness, you know, things that I think are great assets for any young receiver to have. And now we just got to get him ready to play.
Do you like the depth down the line? It looks like it's going to be a tough roster cut down when we eventually get to August and early September, because there's some guys who pop on occasion here, a lot of the youth. Do you like the depth?
I do like the depth, and I like the depth now at this stage than where we were when we first started. So it's quality depth. You know, it's guys that I think are on the cusp of really making a name for themselves in the NFL. You mentioned guys like T.J. Graham that's been in the league, you know, 4 to 5 years, and Devere Posey. Those guys have been in the league for a little bit. Now they're trying to make a name for themselves that they belong in the league, and they're competing against some young players, like you said, with Shaq and Q, and it's a great thing for our football team. We are young, you know, overall at that position, other than Eric and Brandon. But I think the young and the experienced and somewhat limited experienced guys really going to bring the bottom edge of that group really, really, you know, up, because it's going to be so competitive for those guys.
Is this a good offense for a receiver to be in? Because when people think about Chan Gailey, I think about him stretching the field, using every inch on that field, and also multiple receiver sets, sometimes using three receivers, sometimes using four receivers.
Well, I'm trying to make Coach Gailey's job hard, you know, and what I say that when I say that, that means that if it was up to me, I'd try to get as many receiver sets out there as we can in terms of having four guys out there. You know, he'll do a great job of devising our schemes when we start playing, but for me, I'm just going to try to get as many guys ready as I can.
Thanks, Coach, and I know you're going to be eager to see these guys once they get the pads on, because it's going to be a little bit more physical out for them in training camp against a pretty good secondary, right?
That's what I can't wait for. Pads are going to come on. Now we're going to see who those football players really are, you know, and I'm excited. I think our players are excited, too, to start really competing and getting in some scrimmage situations and things like that. So it'll be fun.